when you interview a politician, people just generally assume that you're providing publicity for the politician.
Yeah,
you understand?
Yeah.
That how could you let so-and-so come to your program? It's not like that. We do this thing for a living. We don't do it for fun. And some of the things that even we review here, you know, I remember one of us here, I won't tell who, it wasn't me, it wasn't Sheriff, actually broke down having to talk about these things. So let's all be matured. You know, if you don't like something, say you don't like it. You don't need to go on and abuse. How does abusing me, for example, now advocate? But let me quickly go to this matter because that was just an aside.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the nation has carried this story in the most professional manner. They didn't mention anybody's name because in the song, nobody mentioned anybody's name.
That's right.
That's number one. That's my first one. I give them kudos. And I've been giving them kudos in recent times. Very professional. And say, Soyinka slams Pirates Confraternity for mocking politician. All of them carry the same story. Now, has anybody done a forensic audit of that video? How are you sure that it wasn't the voiceover, a voiceover on some other event that had Pirates Confraternity members of? Let me say very clearly, I'm a member of the Pirates Confraternity, but the last time I got actively involved was 1980 when I left school. But I headed it in UNILAC. So let's get that out of the way. Nobody's going to insult me with that. You know. So it's not a matter of sympathy, it's a matter of fact. Nobody has done so far an authentic analysis to see if it was a voiceover. I tried to lip read.
Okay.
I tried so hard to lip read to see if the lips were moving in sync with what was being, but I couldn't succeed. And of course, I lost patience. I'm not trained to do such a job. But we need to check the authenticity of that video to be sure that that was what the pirates were singing. Now, in second thing is, it's always been standard in the confraternity, anyway, last time I was actively involved, to use songs to drive home a point.
Okay.
In that song, A, they didn't mention any name, and they didn't disparage him. Rather, it was a way of expressing worry at the fact that there is a possibility that Nigeria could be saddled with a president who obviously will be having some health challenges again. And that in the midst of all what we have, you know, there is worry. It's not that he's entitled to, and if that's the person that people want, so be it. But there is a genuine worry, and it is legitimate. It is legitimate. You must have a worry, you know, about a person's state of health, you know. And so it's nothing to have brickbats and fight about. It's a matter of choice.
Right.
The Nigerian people might say that, well, in spite of these worries, it's his brain that we need. It's his intellect. We don't need him to be physically fit. That is possible. It is doable. It's an option that could be thought of. So we need to put these things in balance. The third issue is, look at all the newspapers and all the commentators were commenting on a statement issued by Professor Wole Soyinka that was not signed. I got a copy of the statement.
Okay.
It wasn't signed. Fourthly, by now, I got this video on Thursday. I got it over the weekend anyway. By now, the Pirates Confraternity, National Association of Seedos, is registered. They have a head. The head is usually called the capon. I'm surprised that none of the editors thought it fit to put a call through to the capon to say, is this thing authentic from your people? None of them. All of them just got a statement. I don't know where they got it from, unsigned, and credited it to Wole Soyinka. When I read the contents, especially the latter part, I got slightly worried. It doesn't seem, now I could be wrong, but it doesn't seem to be the in language of Professor Wole Soyinka. And when he says that, a further statement will be made when I have made further inquiries into this strange, then I got worried again. All Professor Wole Soyinka needs to do as soon as he got the video would have been to pick up his phone and call the capon. There is hierarchy in the whatever. He can pick up his phone. There are 2, 3, 4, 8, 10 people that he could have called to say what's going on here. And so we need, you know, we need to be circumspect when we see certain things. And we need to be matured. And there will be a lot of this as we move on in the campaign. People will be set up. Now, get me very, very clear. Like Sherif said the other day, I'm not an investigative journalist. I cannot do everything at the same time. This job is for the investigative journalists to go do and give us a result. But for God's sake, don't let's kill ourselves over things that we have not sifted, that we have not thoroughly investigated. A call to the leader of the group would solve all this riddle, at least in the first instance. And please don't insinuate that I should have called. It's not. That is the job. Like Sherif has explained, that the media has very various roles for people. In our own case now, we are analysts. And it ends there. Okay? So I'd like everybody to stay calm. There will be loads of this. The politicians themselves have said worse. Listen to, Aregbesola has said worse. One or two top politicians have also said worse things, you know. But I will commend again the Nation for proper journalism. Though his name was not mentioned. You can say, yes, it was implied, but that's not enough. That's not enough. The other papers can be sued. They can be sued. But the Nation, and ironically, anyway, you know the irony.
Yeah.
What did you think?
No comment.
What do you mean, no comment?
I mean, no comment, really.
I will get you.
Why are you out to get me? I don't understand.
It's just a matter of all what I've said now. You can't see anything. You were just nodding your head.
No, I quite agree with you. Totally.
Okay.
I agree with everyone. That's why I said no comment.
You didn't say I agree. You said no comment. There are two different things.
Oh, okay. So I agree with you. You know, if I don't agree, I will ask questions. So, yeah, I agree with you.
You know how to pull the wind out of myself. I will grab you. Yeah, let's go to the next one.
Vanguard is next. Page 7. How we intercepted 168 suspected migrants. Ondo Amotekun.
I heard you this morning.
Yes.
No, but I won't say what I thought.
Okay.
It's my revenge. No, but jokes apart now.
Yeah.
I heard you, and like you rightly said this morning, this thing goes on and on. It's every. But I don't understand why these people couldn't jolly well go in an overnight bus.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, if you were in some transport limited or whatever, it wouldn't be this dramatic. But how you would pack people like sardines for that kind of distance. Listen to what Amotekun said. On Sunday, a stop and search team saw these two trucks. They told them that they were on their way to Ondo State with cows. After careful, so the cows were on top. After a careful examination, we found out that they carefully concealed about 40 motorbikes. There's nothing wrong with 40 motorbikes, but, and 168 people lying down beneath the motorbikes. And the upper floor of the vehicle had cows. The middle was motorbikes wrapped and dismantled, and the lower floors were people. So we questioned them where they were going and why they were avoiding people, and they said they were coming to Ondo State. Upon interrogation, the whole 168 people, none of them had an address of where they were going. Mm-hmm. Nobody invited them and were becoming curious. The question is this. At face value, this could jolly well be soldiers in waiting, because I think they caught them with a few weapons here and there, cutlasses and things, maybe for, they will say, for their self-defense. So what were the motorbikes supposed to be doing? Do you think they were just coming to, if I ask you now, you say you don't know. Do you think they were actually coming to ride Okada? Or do you think there could be something sinister behind this?
So we exactly don't know. Unless they, even when they tell us, you know, what they were coming for, we still can't be sure of, you know, whatever they tell us. I think that the proper step would have been not to send them back, would have been the federal government to identify with the current
drive,
with the current realities, that insecurity, definitely people will migrate. at least to a place that they can feel
to
safer.
Pastors, yes.
Yeah, so that's what we're seeing now. And it didn't start today. But insecurity would heighten this migration. And when they know that the southern states would obviously be the next port of call for people fleeing this troubled region, the central government needs to come in, have a sit down with the southern state and say, okay, so this is what we're going to help you with. We know the situation that you're in. Don't set these people back into fire. But this is what would give you.
Well, that's one part of the equation. The other part is it's not impossible that they are foot soldiers.
Oh, yes, of course.
I mean, that's so that's a possibility that, as well. In fact, that's the bigger worry. And because within countries, there's no passport control or whatever.
Mm.
But then you'll be seeing that maybe these are so poor that they can't even buy a bus ticket. Because if they had been in the luxury bus, I mean, hey. So maybe if you look at it also from a security standpoint to say that, to be honest, if they were foot soldiers or whatever, the whoever it is will probably have enough money to put them on a bus.
No, it's even actually possible that they can still be here as foot soldiers, being part of the sleeper cells that are now
sleeper
everywhere.
Cells, yes.
So it's very possible. It's well, very, very possible.
Maybe again, I'd like to comment on what the governor of Lagos is quoted to have said over the weekend. Apparently, in the midst, you know, trying to douse tension.
Mm.
And he said that people should disregard, what did he call them now? He called them alarmists. He called them, he used some kind of derogatory word to say that alarmists. I think not, with due respect. I think people can go about their normal business, yes, but you need to put them on full alert. The good news, though, is that as at yesterday I got a report, not authenticated, that clearing of the marine road from Apapa, that the police has started clearing under the bridges. I hope that report is true. It's good to put our people on alert. We don't want to raise any undue alarm, but the reality is staring us in the face. Okay. This could have been any set of people, and these are the ones that were caught, Sheriff.
Exactly.
There are others that could have come in through a complete in fact, they are always caught in Ondo anyway. You hardly hear that hardly happens on this side of town.
Well, so, the other time, some were caught in Bodija.
In Ibadan?
Yes.
Have any been caught in Lagos?
Not yet.
And that is because it is time for the state to upgrade his own state machinery.
The state police, you know, even yesterday, they still said that they were on top of the situation. They are
Which
monitoring
state police?
The police state command, police command. In
oh,
Lagos
the police.
State.
Well, yeah. That's rhetoric.
They repeated it.
He wouldn't say otherwise. Mm. He wouldn't say otherwise. I mean, you don't expect him to say he's not on top of the game, and that's why we need to be careful. Propaganda is what it is at this time. So you need to sift. You know, to be careful to sift whatever. Anyway.
Just to reiterate that there's no need to panic.
There's no need to panic.
Yeah.
You just need to be careful.
Yeah. Just be very careful. Security conscious.
Yes.
Need to panic. Police slam Kiss Daniel for seizing laundry bus.
And also, he was arrested in Tanzania. This boy is doing. Why are all these?
He's bugging them.
He's bugging them. Why? You know, he apparently it is said that I found it so infantile, but I just thought I should highlight it. He gave his clothes to the laundry, the spot is closed, and he sees their boss. You don't do things like that. Well, you see, when you are in,
is that for real?
Yeah, when you are in a privileged position in society, these young people need to understand a lot is expected of you. Do you know the kind of things that people like us absorb in the name of just letting it go to keep your name up there? And these guys, a lot of them need handlers. They need handlers. The first thing that usually happens is that they fly out of the authority of their parents. Until my father died, I was under his authority. And my father died, I think, when I was over 40. I couldn't really smoke in front of him. I couldn't do things like that. I was under his authority. If he sent for me, I was there at the touch of a button. And if he said something, so be it. We're beginning to lose that family, whatever, where we take, you know, we can call attention of younger people. And that's what I said in the case of Portable, and now this. And of course, then you had Burna Boy, the third in a short time.
Hmm.
I'm going to plead with him. Your future is extremely bright. I don't know what happened in Tanzania. I can't pass judgment on it.
Hmm.
But there are things that you can always avoid by being conscious of the fact that everything you do, you must get right. That's just about the only advice I have for him. I love his music. I love the guy. Is that the one they call Buga? Everybody's
shoulders go up. Yes, Buga.
I've never had dances.
You do like this. Do you like this?
If my shoulders go up, I'm not sure it will come down. It goes up like this. You know, I don't know. I'm not too sure of my shoulders. I just manage myself.
I agree with you. I think they need handlers because in proper places where they do real music business, the record label, they have a whole full team around you.
Full team around you. Usually one of them would be very, very matured who has seen life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you need somebody very, very mature to handle you, not to toss you around. No, this idea of freedom, it doesn't work. You're talking money here, you're talking business. And if people, like what happened in Tanzania, if the word goes round that it was an irresponsible act, nobody's going to be inviting you for shows.
That's right.
Just think now, some of the musicians you heard about 5, 6, 7 years ago, some of them Tiwale. Or know what is rule? They don't enter ground, just by being in discipline. I remember one famous juju musician. He was reputed. He was known for always coming late.
Mm.
I remember way back then when I was consulting for Coca-Cola, we had an event in National Theatre called the Oba of Badagry and so on and so forth. The show was for 2. He didn't come with his instruments until about 7.
What?
Sorry, I shouldn't tell the brand. But we all our tummies when they say, So of course I was angry and he said, if I come on, he take it to Tiloni, sir. And of course, within 1 or 3 years, if that same musician, if you invite him today, is the song of those years that he will still play.
Oh wow.
Yes, Kosi Kokomo. Wow. That is where Sunny Ade
character.
That is where Sunny Ade is different.
Hmm.
If a man is successful, check him out. The last I heard, I think Sunny Ade had 2 bands, that is 2 separate bands of musicians, and he had about 3 or 4 sets of instruments.
Mm.
One of them is on a truck. So if you called him, he could drive. All he needs to do is drive the truck down and plug it in, and he's beginning to play.
Oh,
so
wow.
if he's playing in, that's what I heard. Though. If he's playing in Shagamu on Saturday and he's supposed to play somewhere on Sunday, another band kicks off.
Yeah.
They do all the testing and everything. And then Baba just comes, stays in an hotel nearby and strolls down and he kicks off.
Hmm.
You need to manage yourself. You know,
he stayed close to my house.
He played opposite my, I drove his up.
No. I mean, he stayed his house.
His house?
Yes.
Currently?
Well, back in the day.
He played opposite my house.
No, I mean we live close together. That's what I'm saying.
I'm saying we
live in the same area.
Have you entered his car before?
No, I have not.
I drove his Oboku.
No, I'm just saying that we live close by.
Why are you telling me? I don't want to hear. I'm not interested. Sheriff, I enjoyed my weekend without having you around. But
I'm closer to him. That's what I'm saying.
No, I'm not close to him. I drove it because he used to park the car in a compound. I drove his, just drove in those days of Obokun 280 years.
Otutu.
Do you know what Obokun is?
That's a Benz now.
No. Do you know what Obokun, the real Obokun is?
What's the real Obokun?
It's a robust fish.
Oh, you mean the fish? Oh, of course, I know the fish now. Let's go to the Punch. Punch page 8 has a story here. Presidential pardon, Dariye Yami, 3 others regained freedom.
I don't think I want to comment on this thing because I probably burst an artery. It's most disgraceful. I don't know how to explain it. Honestly, I don't know how to explain this. You know, Dariye was serving a 12-year jail term for diverting 1.64 billion.
Mm.
That's the people's money. And Nyame was serving a 12-year jail term, whilst Dadiye was serving 10 years. So the government, in his wisdom, decided to release them at a time like this. It's very painful. It's very, very painful. I know it's a political decision. This is where you know politicians are selfish. And what they do, things like this, brings out the anger in the average citizen. And I'm sorry to say, that's why some people were happy when they saw that video, which in truth, the lyrics could have been avoided. Mm. But they have pushed our people to the wall. Our people are angry. Our people are hurt. So these gentlemen, they are loose free, fancy free. They're going all over town. And it was it now. Let me. I need a lawyer to explain to me what a pardon means. Because if you are released, I'm sure that if you are released before your term is up on compassionate grounds, it's different from pardon. Does pardon actually wipe out the criminality?
I think it does.
Then what are we talking about?
It means you forgive.
So anytime you fill a visa form and they say, have you ever been convicted, whatever, you put no.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to, you know. It's so this mantra of anti-corruption, anyway, we all know what it is now. You'd be completely naive to believe any Nigerian politician now who's talking about anti-corruption. It's something that we now have to live with.
Right.
Are you sure that's what pardon is, Sheriff?
I think so. Honestly, I do. I think so.
Maybe you should put a call through to GT or somebody.
Yeah. Well, I think so. If you're pardoned, you're pardoned. That means you're forgiven.
Yes. I have a fair idea of what it is. I just want to be sure. It's upsetting, you know. It's upsetting. And there's obviously something wrong with us as a people. Let's move on to the next one.
Let's take this story here. Let's look at this. Page 13 of the Vanguard. Benue to apply for AK-47, AK-49 rifle licenses for Benue State Security, something.
I can predict that he won't get it. Excuse me. I don't think he will get it. But he will get the weapons.
He will.
He most likely get the weapons in a concealed manner. You see, law and order is totally breaking down. Some for justifiable reasons. Nobody's going to give Benue State a license to get AK-47, AK-49 rifles. Nobody's likely to give him. It's very unlikely.
I don't think it's ever been done before.
It's not been done, not to the best of my knowledge. And they won't start with him, of all places, in the Middle Belt.
Yeah.
And Autumn is very vocal. So he's not going to get it. But I think he's playing to the gallery. I think he sees the need for his people to be well armed. And he will jolly well get it.
Or do like what some northern governors have done by allowing their people to go approach the police to get a license.
How many of their people have approached the police for this license? Do you have the numbers?
Maybe not. But like you said, they're still going
to
get
with
it.
This is what is happening. When it gets to a point where from the very top you are told to defend yourself, then, you know, there's no time for this and for that. You defend yourself. And we're gradually moving towards anarchy. We're gradually moving towards an era of warlords. That's what you're going to have. You saw the video the other day.
Yeah.
An individual. He even has a rocket launcher. They call it what do they call this rocket launcher?
RPG.
This RPG you put on your shoulder and fire RPG, can scatter the whole. Yes.
Yeah.
If you have, that's an individual. So you can imagine somebody with state resources, what he will end up having. Nigeria is gradually disintegrating. And it's a pity that those at the top and the center, they don't see things the way some of us see it who are amongst the people.
You think they don't?
I don't think they do. I don't think so.
You know.
Then, on the other hand, maybe their agenda is not in sync with ours.
Yeah?
Yes.
I was going to ask you this question. about the governors, the 36 state governors, suggesting that civil servants above 50 should be given a one-off payment and be retired, and then younger ones should be recruited into civil service.
So what are you asking me?
Like, is that the right thing to do if you're trying to cut costs?
I don't know.
How about the situation of... you said you don't know now. No.
Okay, let me answer
because you. Because of time.
Let me answer you. Let me stop fooling around. The thing is, whether you like it or not, at some point, it's going to become inevitable.
Yeah.
You're going to need to trim the civil service. You have a bunch of so many messengers and typing and so, and loads of people who shouldn't even have found their way there in the first instance. What would be most important would be the sense of purpose of those who carry out this audit. You're going to have to. If Nigeria was a business, it would have gone bankrupt. That's the truth. Things are modern now. So many functions you don't need. Everything is electronic. You don't need secretaries. You don't need. So yes, there is a need, and also I agree that it will become inevitable for you to put in some system that would relieve us of at least a minimum of 30-40% of the wage bill. It's too heavy.
Right.
So what would be important is what kind of package would you be giving those who are leaving?
Yes.
And so on and so forth. Yes. And I would expect the labor union to put up a very good fight. Mm. The problem is that the insincerity of government is what is the factor that will come in the way.
Mm.
You understand? Yeah. Whereby the criteria you will use will be lopsided and so on and so forth. Mm. Otherwise, I remember back in the day, I still talked about something called the Greenfield exercise, where you knock up.
I'm sorry.
I'm not coming tomorrow. I'll come for dear movies.
That's our show today.
Let's go.
He'll be back at 9. I'm Sheriff. The news is next. Good morning to you.
And I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire those that need to be fired, are fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. Now, what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not a